Hey, fool, there's a party at Fourth of Mines, man. There's gonna be two kegs. There's gonna be a lot of hyenas there. Let's roll.
Hey, everybody, there's a party at Fourth of Mines.
Feliz Navidad.
You guys ready or what?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm always ready.
One, two, three,
I know you're gonna dig this.
Hey, party people, welcome back to Party at Fourth of Mines.
Party at Fourth and Mines.
There you go.
It's the party song. At Fourth and Mines. I haven't sung this song in some time.
It's been a while.
At Fourth and Mines.
Yeah. Well, the last episode we did was why is Rick a vegan?
Is this normal?
People still don't know.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
People still don't know.
The mystery was never solved.
What can I say? I'm a man of mystery.
The first thing somebody told me was that's a lot of potato chips. And I was like, hey, you leave Rick alone. That's bullshit.
I like tortilla chips too.
Hey, those are fucking good. They are. Those are really good.
Oh yeah.
We've been gone for a very long time because I lived in Kansas and now I moved back to California and I have control of all the apps. So that's why nobody else recorded all the episodes. So now I'm back in California. Whoop, whoop. Really, really happy to be back. Been back for 5 months. And now we can get the podcast back going. People are still listening. So I'm glad. Thank you. Especially for the people that I don't know that are listening, because I check every now and then. So there's still downloads. There's still stuff. There's still enough to make me say, hey, you guys want to jump on. So
here we go.
Yeah, there we go. So there's enough. And of course, Jess later on is going to ask for royalties. So be careful. She's going to be like, hey, where the fuck? It's been 2 episodes now. What the fuck?
Exactly.
Well, I am Jojo Bear, Joseph, Joe, whatever. Different people know me as different things. And then we have Uncle Dick, Rick, Omni Chang, all sorts of things. And then we have my wonderful friend from high school all the way through, man, I don't know, man, Fremont. How long have I known you, Mandy? Jeez. Like,
too long to say. You're trying to age me right now.
We were both born in 89.
No, you weren't.
Something like that.
Remember Jessica.
I'm talking about Joseph.
Well, that's because I told her my real age the other day. I was like, that's the only bonus to being chunky is it stretches your skin so it doesn't.
Oh my god! Shut up.
What I got to do.
It keeps the baby face longer.
We've known each other a very, very long time. Very long time.
Jessica's our returning champion because she was on before with her friend, and we talked about dating apps and all sorts. That was a really good episode, you know, and it did, when I checked the Spotify stuff, it led a lot of people to listen and come in. Really, Rick, yours was the top for the last couple of months. I think because people hate vegans. I think that's
right. I think so too. It's all right.
People, hey, a lot of people, this is fucking stupid.
A lot of people understand that's where vegans get their power is from the hate of others.
Are your cats vegan?
No, my cats are not vegan.
Ricky, were you showing us your pussy right now?
Or somebody was asking me, they're like, not even fish. And I was like, no, he's like, he doesn't like nothing at all. That's not even vegan. Listen to the episode because that somebody asked me that. And I was just like, just listen to the episode because he fucking broke it down. So I'm glad to be back. And we have a couple topics to go over. And we're going to start with one that's older because I was fucking away. Everybody was away. Mandy never even heard of it, so good on her for staying off of these fucking apps. But a while back, late October, I think it was, there was a video of a woman and a guy on their first date, and they arrived at the Cheesecake Factory, and the fucking woman refused to get out of the car.
What the fuck?
You know, and then they're recording the whole deal, and she's like, I'm not fucking eating here. Like, the fuck are you? Like, nobody brings me to Cheesecake on the first date.
Okay, well, then that's a fucking huge red flag.
And I was like, wow, fuck. What a horrible person. this is just, you know, because it takes a lot for, you know, first dates are tough. I mean, from what I remember, I, you know, Mandy and Jess, Rick, you guys know more than me. I've been with Tina a long time. So, you know, you know, I don't really get nervous anymore when we go out. Unless I'm in trouble. Unless I'm in trouble, then I'm just like, okay,
tread no, lightly. Look, babe, Denny's.
Ari's Burgers, nostalgia.
There you go. There you go.
Real. <Right now. laughs> But it was a, and then it prompted this whole list that of course, anonymous. They didn't say who put this list together or why. It's just a list of 30 places that whoever these fuckers are put a list together that women should never go on a first date. So we're going to go backwards from the bottom to the top and figure out.
Are you talking about sexually or in general?
Especially with the ladies dating. I mean, because that's how they like it, actually.
Only if you do it the right way.
Boom.
There you go. So, boom. Hey, the best 7 seconds you're ever going to experience. So that's going to be outstanding. But I mean, it just made me think that most of the time it's guys that are fucking, we're stupid. You know, it's tits and ass and all sorts of other shit. And we put stupid shit on the internet. So to me, it's rare that, I wouldn't say rare because there's been a lot of other stuff that have come out about, you know, women knowing their worth and women, of course, and they should. I'm not saying they fucking shouldn't. Please don't tag me as one of those fucking people. But when it comes to like,
I heard you.
Yeah, if it comes to
redacted.
Know your worth.
First one, damn.
You ain't worth shit. What?
Wow.
Kidding. I have daughters and Tina. They need to know their worth.
I have to live.
Oh yeah, you know that's a big deal. So for starters, before we even get into the list, Jess and Mandy, we'll start with Mandy. Is there any place, even before we get into the list, that you just would not accept for a first date? Where?
Because we're getting to know each other, right? And I'm going to sit next to you in the dark. You know, I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you, kind of interact with you. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, movies? Nah. Okay.
There you go.
Like, not for a first date. Because I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you, right? We're barely getting to know each other. That's the only reason why I know for the movies.
Unless it's dinner at a movie.
Yeah. Dinner, for sure.
Some kind of a conversation place.
I want to interact with a person, you know, and another reason is I'm not a big movie person. I fall asleep. It's dark. It's comfy. It's quiet. I don't. My kids hate to go to the movies with me because I fall asleep. So, you know, now they got the comfy chairs and all that. Yeah. No.
Oh yeah, my daughter. Both of them. They don't. So I understand the movies. The movies is, yeah, I get that. What about you, Jess? Anywhere you just will not go on a first date?
Your house.
Oh wow!
That's straight up just booty call. Like you just want to do me. Like all right.
So you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
Sunday. A couple days ago.
I think a house date would be like a couple of months, like maybe a month in, a couple of dates in. But first date, you just want to fuck me.
You obviously. You want your dick sucked.
We met at his house. And the reason I agreed is because he was substantially older than me, which is a story. But when I met this person, I was really under the influence. And I guess I didn't realize how much older he was than me. So when and you know what's sad is I was with friends and they allowed me to give this person my phone number. Anyways, so he asked me to meet me at his house, right? I met him at his house. And I realized, oh man, he could be my dad. And he just showed me around his house. He was super respectful on the phone. So I didn't feel like, you know, thinking otherwise, other than he's like, let's meet at my house so we could jump in my car and then we'll go. Because another thing is, I like to be without my car. Because I've had bad experiences where I'm trapped and I'm like, oh God, I want to leave and I can't. Yeah. So I said, okay, you know, that's okay. But it was because we were jumping in and we were going to go have dinner and we went somewhere and had dinner. So it wasn't exactly.
Yeah, but the date wasn't at the house. Yeah, so that's different. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you're telling me like, hey, Jess, come over. I have dinner cooked for you here. Like that's cool. Like down the road, not from the get.
Yeah.
So all the gentlemen, listening, don't try it.
Yeah. And you know what's sad is I always think like, okay, if they're inviting you over, I'm thinking like stuff goes bad. This guy can do whatever he wants to you and say, well, she came to my house. What did she think? You know, like, what did she think was going to happen? Mm-hmm. So I am very skeptical of going to people's houses in the very beginning for that reason. Cause I'm like, even if I'm feeling comfortable, I think like, well, what if I don't want to do something? And if you look at the whole picture and I cry wolf, they'll be like, well, what did you think you were going to go there to do? You know?
Yeah.
Isn't that sad? I mean, it's sad to think like that, but I think like that. Like,
okay, no, you have to be careful.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to put myself in a bad situation. Yeah.
No. Well, especially like if you have other people living with you or they have other people living with them, mm-hmm. you don't know what they're about either.
Yeah.
It's just so many unknowns. No, thank you.
Yes.
You walk in, it's like a whole family there. You're just like, oh.
My tia, my tío, that's my bolita.
Oh, yeah, now you're introducing me to your whole family? Yeah, no, red flag.
Red flag.
Oh, shit.
Gotta go.
It's even worse if they invite you on a date like at 4:30 in the morning at their house. I'm sure that's probably worse.
Yeah.
That's a date. I wouldn't call that a date.
Hey, early breakfast. What are you talking about?
No.
Sausage and huevos. What are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about?
That's why we don't go to your house.
Yeah. Man, what are you talking about? I got cinnamon toast crunch. Who doesn't like cinnamon toast crunch?
I don't know. What kind of women you're dating?
Sorry, though.
No, I didn't really date back then.
Girl, I got Cheerios. Honey nuts.
And what about you, Rick? What is there a place that you wouldn't take somebody that just, you know, that you've heard like a
my house now, apparently.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're just like, I had to pay fucking first and last. I don't have money for a fucking date. Please come over. I'll serve you some orange juice. All right. I promise I will.
Okay,
not
well that's the thing. Like when you're dating, you have to know the person that you've encountered, right? Like if I found someone that I know is like construction or whatever, like, yeah, I know that this is what he could afford. And I'm okay with that. I'm accepting. Well, no, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like if I'm not dating a rich guy, you know, that's when you maybe kind of expect like, okay, yeah, a fancy dinner or whatever. But for most part, you're dating a regular guy. And these are places that you normally would go regardless. So why would you expect anything different from a guy on a first date?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really have a first date area. But it was normally, well, when I was younger, it was my little house, but that was, we were young, you know, we're talking about, you know, 18, 19.
So you were the come to my house guy.
Well, I mean, I had my own place when I was that young. So,
and we all be crashed out on the floor. He'd come in and be like, You guys gotta go.
No, sometimes I'd just stay in the living room. That's not true. I would let you guys stay in the living room sometimes. And, but just everybody knows those are all stories. Those are all stories.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. That's what he's saying, yes.
Oh, yeah, the date like, was in I'm the
okay
bedroom.
With Starbucks. There's nothing wrong with Starbucks. Sometimes you don't want to have a full dinner. You just want to feel them out and be like, all right, gotta go. My coffee's done. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's start before we... You guys already named like three. So let's...
I'm looking at the list. I'm like, okay.
Just so you guys know, you know, Manny doesn't go to the movies first, you know, unless you do dinner first. Jess is not going to go to your house, you know, for a first meal. She is not a booty call.
And no, I'm not.
Apparently, me and Rick were fucked up.
Womp, womp. Not just kidding.
So, boring. That's where that's at.
Not just kidding.
And that's okay.
Oh, yeah, because we're young and stupid. So, let's go number 30. So, this is going to go from the bottom to the top. Food trucks. So food trucks, I would say, yeah, but I mean, if it's at the end of the night after doing something, it's like an extension of the date. But I mean, if you're just like, hey, let me pick you up and let's go to the food truck, I mean, we're gonna stand outside and just get to know each other. Like, I don't know.
What if it's a 626 market? The 626 market is all food trucks.
I was just gonna say that. That's fine.
Yeah,
like exactly. the whole festival thing where they have food trucks. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think they're talking like, hey, I'm gonna go pick you up, and they're gonna go right here on Whittier Boulevard, in Arizona, and get some adjacent tacos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
I think that's what they mean. I think that's what they mean. But I mean,
were we on our way to a concert? Were we on our way to somewhere else?
That's the thing. That's the date. Like, that's the date.
That's it. Nothing else.
Okay. Yeah. I had somebody get mad at me for not buying them a hot dog from the vendor after the concert. So,
all right.
I don't know. It depends on the guy. Right? If I really, I'm digging him and I'm like, yes, let me see if it gets better. I think I'm very nice. I give chances. You know, like, I'm not going to judge you from the get, but I don't know. Maybe that's my problem.
a very sweet, chivalrous guy, super respectful, takes you to a food truck. You can get a jerk that'll take you to an expensive restaurant and just be grabbing at you, and you know. So yeah. It kind of depends on the person, and
yeah.
I would say chances are
the guy who takes you to the food truck isn't going to expect something afterwards, as to where a guy who takes you to some expensive restaurant can think, well, I paid all this money, she better give it up.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That's a horrible standard, by the way.
That's how you think, Rick?
You know, not everybody's a hooker buying food for them.
No, that's why I don't take girls to expensive restaurants.
You like that filet mignon? It's going to cost you pussy. So I hope you enjoy it.
But you know what? It's true. Because one of my friends, we were just talking about this. And it was funny because this girl was ordering lobster. And the guy was like, you know what you're going to have to give up for that lobster, right? And that she took it back. She was like, never mind. And I was like, if that's the case, give me three lobsters, motherfucker. I'm just kidding.
After the third one, he just put a butt plug on the table. He was like, yes.
Just kidding.
Time to go.
I'm going to get so many hits on my Instagram now.
You get a bunch of lobsters in your DMs.
They're like, that girl. The lobster.
You're
going to
be broke. You're going to be broke. But when she orders that third lobster, bro, you're fucking in, man.
Who cares about rent?
Oh, man. I saw a lobster and I was thinking, like, oh, like, friend, you're my lobster. It's going to mean something totally different to me now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Thinking, yeah, like, okay. Friends. You're my lobster.
Ain't gonna be no friends after those lobsters.
You're gonna get the claw. You're gonna get the claw.
Oh my gosh.
Dang.
Where did I start here?
All right, moving on.
Okay.
The next one is
Red Lobster. I'm just kidding.
What I don't understand, Ma and Pop's restaurants, because when I think of that, I think of like a niche place, like something that's kind of cool, like a
very intimate.
Yeah, that's like run by a family, and it's like, you know, that can be really cool and quiet, so you can like talk, you hear the other person. I'm not sure what they mean by mom and pop's restaurant, unless they mean like fucking like Ari's, like something like that. You know, that's like a fast food. There's only one of them, you know.
Right, exactly. But
when I think of mom and pops, I think of like a, you know,
I think of like a diner
restaurant.
Exactly.
Like a diner, like a place where you're gonna get really good hash browns or biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. They don't have the frozen ones. Yeah. Like, they're, you know, one of their fucking kids is back there cutting the potatoes, pissed off.
Yeah.
Mother.
Homemade cookies.
So everybody's good at mom and pop's restaurants, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Now this one I've just in conversations. So sporting events. I guess I would say 50-50. Some people like it. Some people don't. Plus the cost of a sporting event.
On the person. Because if there's if you guys are both fans of a particular team, then
rivals, that's fun.
I agree.
If you're a rival and you can make it to the date, then it might go somewhere.
Exactly. I'm a people watcher, so I like sporting events in general because I like to people watch. You know, I like to have a good time. Now, if that person's super hardcore, like I had an ex-boyfriend that's like, if they were losing, he'd end up in a bad mood, and like that kills everything, you know. If they're hardcore fans, that it's going to change their mood depending on how the game is going, then probably don't want to do that.
But you know what? That's a good reason why to do it anyways, because you're going to see their true colors if that's
true.
So then I'm like, you know what? I got to watch the game. I saw who you really are. Gotta go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll curse in the moment. I won't take it home with me.
I think that might be on the list, because I think that there's a lot of women who aren't really sports fans, and guys will take them out on these dates to these to certain games, and they're just sitting there like, you know what I mean?
That's for me to just be like, maybe this ain't the one. If she's just fucking sitting there, like fucking. Great.
I mean, then exactly. Yeah.
Maybe she's just gonna lay there. You know, I mean, so, you know, you gotta have some fucking
right.
Some hey, Joe, guy. You're doing good.
at least eat the hot dog slow, right?
Yeah. But for that, also, what about the seats? What about the seats? Because there are some people that. You try to go to the nosebleeds and they're like, hey, what the fuck is this about? Or, you know, middle tier. I mean, you go to Dodger Stadium, you know, anything below the blue section is fucking a lot. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
No.
So, I mean,
if you're going to go to a game in general, I mean, I think it's not worth it unless you're sitting someplace good. I mean, that's me. I mean, but I'm not a big sports fan.
Don't take Ricky. I'm not nosebleeds.
I mean, I'm not a big sports
person. And you want a beer? What the hell?
Yeah, I want a $13 beer. Yep,
there you go.
You know me. I'm not a big sports person. Like, I'll watch a game here and there, but if I'm gonna take if I'm gonna go on a date, then if I'm gonna go to a game in general, the seats have got to be decent. You know what I mean? Like, I got to be able to see, and I'm blind, so that's got to be.
Off to get. I cannot see. That's a good excuse to get good seats. I can't see.
Yeah.
I need to be close to the.
Yeah.
No, if they put you right next to the Jumbotron and they're just like, there you go, Jess, look at the Jumbotron.
In general with the game, if I can see it better from home or from a bar, then why am I paying to be here and pay $15 for a beer? My seat is worse than if I was sitting at a bar with a big screen, you know what I mean? So that's kind of my gauge as far as seating, and that's just not even for a date, just in general. But if a guy said, hey, I got these two nosebleeds, let's go, I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, no. I'd be like, all right, let's see. You know, I'm kind of like the roll with it, you know, let's see how it goes.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, sporting events. So.
And I like to watch sports. I mean,
me too.
I would say that would only be good if you guys are both fans. You know what I mean? If you're not, then why go?
Yeah, we went in Kansas. We went to the Chiefs game, and Tina wore a fucking Raiders shirt. That was awesome. That was awesome. Yeah, that was a fun.
That's my girl.
That was a fun fucking game.
That's my girl.
Hey! But that, I'll tell you what, man. That's safer than wearing a Kansas City jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Heck yes. Because I will tell you, I used to work with Tony Gonzalez's mom, and she told me that they were gonna go play in the Black Hole, right, in Oakland. Uh-huh. This is way back. This is in the early 2000s. And she said, my husband had his jersey on, went to the bathroom, and these Raider fans peed on his shoes, like at the urinal. I was like, dang. She goes, yeah. So when we go, we're all blacked out. We don't wear Raiders, but we just wear all black. We just blend.
I mean, that's a big much. Fuck. I like my shoes. I'll be fucking pissed.
Yeah, a fight would happen.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck is happening here? All right. Obviously, 27's a go. I mean, who doesn't want to go to a Waffle House for a first date? That's just a beautiful scene where you can get shot. And, you know, who doesn't want that? Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is a staple in Pasadena. It's only been shot at 4 times. I think only 2 people have been killed.
There you go.
And so, you know what sucks about that is the Waffle House is more for like after a long date, but that's somebody you know and you've been with. You know, like a Waffle House is good after.
That's not party. First date. That's not
first date. Yeah. Not for first date.
Yeah. I agree with that one.
So we all agree. No, no Waffle House.
We all agree on that one.
No Waffle House. We all agree on that one. No Waffle House.
I don't like Waffle
House. Oh, you waffle lovers. I'm sorry. Fuck.
No, I love waffles. I just don't like the chicken and waffles at Roscoe's. I think it's overrated. I don't like Roscoe's.
A bar just for drinks. I would think that's a staple, a bar for drinks.
What's wrong with that? All of them. That's, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Put this together.
They're so fucking annoying.
I want to know who fucking wrote that.
They're so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with going to a bar.
A little bit.
Yeah, relax. And even if, yeah, like, if you guys get a weird feeling, you don't have to drink. You can have one and just fucking have water if the dude's being a fucking creep or fucking whatever. But
yeah, I don't know. With a bartender, other patrons. No, I'm just kidding.
look for another fucking dude. That dude's fucking
right. Look for a ride home.
Right. And then she ends up at some old man's house. God damn it, Mandy. Son of a bitch.
Parking my handicap spot.
Hey, okay. I have a handicap, asshole. Okay,
that is, he was retired LAPD homicide detective. So I was like, ooh, man in uniform. Well, when I met him, he was in uniform. So I was like, oh, he's handsome. But beer goggles, well, whiskey goggles. Fast forward, I mean, he wasn't bad looking, but I was like, I couldn't get past seeing my dad in him. And I was like,
oh, wow. That's
yeah, tough. This is, I, yeah, you know, yeah,
old
no.
Old balls.
Old balls. Hey, great balls.
I seriously want to know who wrote that. Like, I want to see this person's face.
I bitch.
Be like, I ain't going to no fucking bar for no fucking drinks. Like, you're fucking stupid. Like, how does that? That's like one of the easiest ways. Like, hey, I think you're cool. You want to go grab a drink? Like, that's like, I don't know. That's kind of
a. Yeah, that said that, maybe he doesn't drink. Maybe they're like bougie, I guess. You know?
But that's too general. Like, you can't generalize that with everybody and say that's just not a first good date.
I'm going to generalize and say that's a single person that fucking wrote that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they're single. Yeah. That's why they're single.
That's why they can't meet nobody good.
Yeah. Just, right? Like, he took me to a bar for drinks. Like, what the fuck are you saying?
What's your number? No.
Isn't a hookah bar the same thing as like a bar for drinks? Isn't that the same deal?
No, hookah bar is hookah.
I mean, you have to be into hookah, though.
Yeah, I was going to say that you have to be a smoker.
Yeah, you have to be a smoker.
And not like care about the smell or the smoke, even if you don't.
If you said a non-smoker and a smoker, yeah, that's not cool.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Well, it could work, but it'll not, the date like that won't work.
Like, it can work 100%.
Hope you had fun with me blowing smoke in your fucking face all fucking day.
Yeah,
because
you ain't gonna be blowing nothing else.
No. Boom.
Unless it's menthol first, then it's okay. Okay. So I've heard. I read that on a TikTok.
Yeah, I heard mouthwash is a very, very good thing.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Nightclubs, I would say, is a no. Most of the time, you're going to a nightclub to go meet like brand new people, like all together.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been in nightclubs with Tina and significant others or whatever. But that's like not a first date. I just don't think. Yeah.
That's when you end up with old man's number. That's
when you meet. That's when you meet. So no,
it's dark. You can't really see.
And you end up going home to old man's house.
There you go.
You know they're not going to let that one go.
No, never.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, it happens.
Hey, man, I was trying to get taken care of, and I just couldn't do it. Hey.
She wanted a sugar daddy that didn't want no sugar.
I was like, there wasn't no sugar left in there, man.
We've all been
like, just wait till I take my teeth out.
Oh, man.
That's a bit far, I would say. I would be like, I don't know if I could do this. But I'm not sure. Bowling? I think bowling's okay.
Bowling's fine.
Fun. Yeah. Bowling's fun.
Yeah. I suck at bowling, but I still do it.
Yeah, me too, but it's fucking funny as shit when I fuck up and I look all broke down.
If it's going bad, you're not just focused on each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a good one, because you're doing something else as well.
You can have a conversation. Cool. Bowling is not a bad first date at all. No. So I can't even fact see that this is the fucking the screenshot I got somewhere that requires. I think it's long drive. Somewhere that requires a long drive. I would say I'm in the middle on that one.
As a first date, that might be rough.
It would be, but if you give them full info, premise, like this is where we're going, are you okay with it? You know, if you're surprising somebody, the motherfucker is gonna think they're getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
It's just third freeway.
Shaking my handle. Excuse me. I'm dropping my location to my bestie right now.
Yeah.
I'm carrying an Apple AirTag, asshole, just so you fucking know. A fucking AirTag. I'm in the satellite. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Joe. I think if he gets up and was like right now, Christmas, right? There's all kinds of farm places with the stuff. Like if he said, hey, we're going to go to Beaumont, that's like an hour away. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah. Beaumont. Just like, a heads up.
Let me take a picture of you. Send it to my girl.
There's a lot to
be
said.
We're going to go picking the apple.
There's a lot to be said on how somebody acts in a long car ride. You know, the music, and you know, are they awkward? Are they this? Are they that? You know, all sorts.
Yeah. How long do you hold the fart?
Yeah. Do they hold the fart in, or do they say, "Excuse me"? Which is it? Do they hold the fart in, or do they let it go?
Do they hold the door, not the fart?
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah.
Exactly. No, thank you.
Well, hey, which one's more important?
Dang, that's a hard one, Ricky.
You'd be like, here, let me get
both. I didn't know that.
No, I'm gonna say
the doors.
And if it's cold outside and you got the heater on, and then he lets one go, and then it's hot.
Man,
and
it's like Dutch oven. And, oh,
come on, man.
It sounds like you've done this before, Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky's definitely Dutch oven somebody.
Dude, I do that every chance I get. If she can make it, through that, then she's a keeper.
She's a keeper. Boom.
And Ricky's in.
Hence why I'm single.
Movie night, Netflix and chill. What? Netflix, Hulu.
That's a booty call.
No, that's at somebody's house. No.
Yeah, that's a booty call. No. Yeah,
hold on. Let me cross this out for people. Let me cross it out.
Damn.
What if, no, what I if, yeah, because it's still it's a, what if they say at your house, so you're the home team?
What if they say what?
I didn't invite them over. No.
if they say, well, how about we do this at your house so you're more comfortable?
Oh no, I've had somebody do that. I said I'm sorry.
Then it's like, what are they hiding? Yeah. What are they hiding?
Bring my overnight bag.
You know how long it takes to trust someone to come over to your house?
Thank you.
Me and Ricky dated the wrong people. So you're gonna be here at what time? Fuck. Okay, hold on. I think these chonies have a hole. I gotta change them. okay, so no more family functions. That's a no, not on a first date.
100% no.
That's an absolute no way.
I'm not trying to meet your tias and your aunts.
No. I don't even like that after it's been a few months. I don't even like that. No.
Don't bring me around. Don't fucking. Right.
No. I'm good.
That's that dude from Waiting to Exhale when he's fucking standing. My mama wants to meet you. She's like, what the fuck? She gets get out of here, asshole. Yeah, no. You know what? Ice cream dates is fine.
I think
it's cute. I think it's cool. You know, hey, let's go grab ice cream.
What if they're lactose intolerant, bro?
They have ice cream that are lactose.
Then you speak up and say, you know what? That's a great idea, but let's try a yogurt lamp.
Yeah. And there's a lot of ice cream places that have lactose now. So
no, I know.
I think that's fine. And I think it's the same thing with coffee dates.
Yeah.
That's like a get to know you. Like
coffee dates and Starbucks is the same thing. Like it's fine.
Coffee dates is like bar dates.
But you're sober. Yeah. And you make sober, better decisions.
Exactly. Yeah. Except caffeine really makes you take your clothes off. But yeah.
I don't know, Joe. I don't know about that.
Like I said, better decisions.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. See?
Okay, and that's the same. Well, again, who put this fucking list together? They put ice cream, coffee, and then Starbucks. Starbucks is a coffee dig, you fucking moron.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Well, they got pastries too. Yeah, so does the fucking coffee shop, asshole. It's like three that are almost the same. Church, well, me and Ricky are out. I went on a fuck. It wasn't even a first date. What was it? Date three, and I didn't kneel.
Oh.
At fucking Catholic church, and that was the end of that. I remember. I didn't.
Okay, but as a first date, which
was not first.
No,
it was.
No. I'm taking your ass to church.
I wouldn't. That wouldn't. No. Take, she shouldn't have fucking took me to church on the third date. But that was a.
But she's worried about your soul.
About my soul.
maybe that's her sign of elimination at that point. If you're gonna go on the first date, you're eliminating somebody. If they're unwilling, like, all right, I'm gonna if he does this, man, he's got a chance, you know.
Again, this podcast is not for politics or religion, but if you've ever heard me go on a tangent on religion, It's quite the same.
Yeah.
you say you know what you do if she tells you to go to first
okay,
date
church. But everybody
say yes, and then you put your ringtone to Highway to Hell. You tell all your friends to call you from this time to this time. Hey. So your phone is constantly going off in the church. Like, Highway to Hell.
I walked in.
Somebody's gonna throw holy water at you, bro.
I walked in,
and then you scream. It burns.
Wow. Like, oh. It depends on the person, because I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind going to church.
On a first date.
On a first date. Especially if I knew that. Like he's a religious type, or like I know he's into that, and that's what how I met him, or I don't know. Maybe I met him in church. I don't know. A retreat somewhere. But for me, I would go. Yeah. Depending on the church though.
A whole lot of sex happening in churches. I know that. I know that.
I don't know.
Don't worry,
it's
not a little boy.
Oh my.
Again, this is not, we don't do politics or religion. It's just funny. It's just funny.
It's a very unique experience for people.
He might get a credit for that.
We're speaking like in the masses, probably not a good idea for as a first date.
No, I've dated people that were religious, and I did the whole shebang or whatever. I'm not a total ass.
Okay, wait, did you do the whole shebang to try to get it in? Is that the whole reason you did the shebang? Or you were really?
Because we had already got it in, so I was just like, as soon as they said, I was like,
by that point. You're like, all right, sure, I go to church.
Yeah. He shebanged to do the shebang.
It's like, you're over here all holy. Her foot was in her ear for an hour last night. You have no fucking clue.
We can go to the gym, then to church.
Wow.
So yeah, church.
She took you to repent for what you did to her, okay?
Well, there you go. She was in confession for a while.
Oh my God.
I would say no to the gym.
Lord, forgive me.
You said no to the gym?
For a first date,
I was like, me too. Oh, you mean for a date? Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think a younger version of me might say okay.
You know what's funny is this guy kept asking me out for drinks, and I was like, you know what? Let's do something without alcohol. Let's go to the gym. Like, you work out. I want to go work out. I mean, why not, right? If they can handle you all sweaty and all that, why not?
Is that what they're up for?
I wouldn't say.
I'm gonna say no, because the whole point is to talk. Like, I think if we went on a hike or a walk.
Oh, hike's cool.
At least then you can have that interaction still with them. When you're trying to pump iron, you're not really like talking to them.
Well, we could be on the treadmill for like, 20 minutes, get a little talking.
Yeah, different.
And then I could see what kind of biceps he's got.
There you go. When I was younger, I would say yeah. Right now I'm fucking fat and my knees fucking no.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I don't need no girls to be huffing and puffing like that.
If I was to say yes, it's because I'm like at my ends with our men. I'm running out of men here. I gotta go to the gym.
Guys, that is not a good representation of us.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was like, because you see like people at the gym, right, working out, and I'm like, is that what he looks like? Like during? At least I got a preview, right? Because he's he's grunting.
Gym face equals sex face.
Exactly, right?
So that's back and forth. I don't think the gym is bad. I would say I'm in the middle, but that's also because I'm freaking out of shape and I've been with somebody for a long time. Denny's is a no-go. I would say Denny's is no. Denny's is after the club, after, you know, early morning. After
Denny's.
I think the last time I drank with you guys, we ended up at Denny's.
That's how it's supposed to be. Denny's,
honestly, Denny's should only be open from midnight to 4 a.m. Like, they don't need to be open. There's no reason to go to Denny's anytime before or after that.
And Denny's and IHOP, same thing. I mean, again, who wrote this list? If I can, Riri's, you know, again, we're not supposed to be retard, but.
Well,
you know,
IHOP, they were too early. IHOP is a breakfast place. Like, IHOP's a breakfast place. That's like a pancakes kind of spot. Okay. So if you're going to breakfast, I don't know. Things going to breakfast on a first date, though. It's kind of weird.
I go to mom and pop.
Right. I've had date, like a first date in the day. Those are cool. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, nothing.
It usually
like
involves mimosas.
I mean, they could. It depends, but you know, after a while, I started thinking outside the box. let me see. IHOP, a buffet. I don't think a buffet. I don't really like buffets myself, unless I'm in Vegas.
Soup plantation.
Yeah, you want to go to soup plantation? Here we are.
That's like going to Denny's, man.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? I think you're fucking hot, and I want to date you. Let's go to Golden Corral. No.
There's gonna hometown buffet.
No.
They're having they got the butterfly shrimp.
There used to be a sushi buffet. It was like $30 and it was like all you could eat sushi, I'd be down for that.
Well, wait. And it was made to order?
No. It was like sushi. It was bomb. I don't even know if it exists anymore.
I'd have to see it.
Yeah.
Like, I
don't know, man.
It wasn't a Golden Corral. It wasn't nothing like that.
Wait, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm a big man, and when I go all you can eat, I want to know if they're really gonna serve me all I can eat, and I don't need somebody that I'm on a first date with.
I mean, it's not gonna cost very much. It's vegan.
But still.
You would think.
I don't want to be sitting there on my, you know, 15th eggplant parmesan and like look across the table and be like, oh, you go get another plate.
Yeah, buffets are no. I say no.
I don't like the buffet. That's Red Lobster.
My favorite plate? No.
No. I mean, I like the biscuits. The biscuits are good.
I think it's okay. I wouldn't say no, but I personally don't like the place.
I used to work there.
Oh, yeah, Ricky's
bartending
there.
That was my first bartending job. I was there. I was 23.
I don't know, but I still don't know how you didn't get fired for blowing fire. Like, I never got that.
Thought you were going to say blowing something else, but okay.
Different story. Different story altogether.
Flames were wild, bro. Please.
But I remember that's when you showed us the flame, and I was just like, hey, dude, we're in fucking Red Lobster, bro. What the fuck are you
doing? We're indoors, man.
Fucking Ricky's blowing fire. I would probably say no right now, but I don't know. When I was younger and Red Lobster was cooler, maybe. I don't know.
Red Lobster was cool back then?
I don't know. Like it. I was poor. It had in the name.
It's cool when I said it.
Yeah, I'd be like, Red Lobster. Ooh.
He got money. He could afford lobster.
Well, not back then.
Who cares if it's just in the pasta?
There you go.
$8 bowl of pasta.
I think Wingstop is okay. I put that in with a bar for drinks. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I think Wingstop is all right.
Wingstop is like fast foody to me. Like, it's not a sit down, you know?
What about in comparison to Buffalo Wild Wings?
I prefer Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah,
me too.
It's more like a sports bar.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah, Wingstop is, it's definitely more fast foody. But I've heard that Wingstop has better wings than Buffalo.
Who are you asking? Because that's not true.
My kids say that.
My kids, yeah.
I prefer Buffalo Wild Wings over Wingstop. My kids just had it today, and I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
I'm with you, Jessica. I prefer Buffalo Wild Wings, but my kids are like the fries, the wings.
I don't know. I don't eat wings, so I don't care.
There's no vegan wings.
I will go to Buffaloes don't have wings. But I will go to Buffalo Wild Wings for some beer. They got some good happy hour prices.
They do
during football season for their pitchers.
That was a spot in Kansas. Buffalo Wild Wings is fine, and Wingstop is fucking jank. Sorry, Tina. We'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Jesus. Any fast food chain? What? Even Chick-fil-A?
On a first date?
Okay, so we're talking like McDonald's, Burger King.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that one. You don't take someone out of
No, you're not taking me.
Fast food.
No. Unless they ask.
If you don't, if you don't have the money for that, take me to Starbucks. Let's do a coffee date.
There you go.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did have somebody. I was just young and stupid and didn't have a fucking idea. And we ended up going to the In-N-Out. You know how guys are. Yeah. What do you want to eat?
Okay, In-N-Out's not bad. For the first day, I would do In-N-Out.
That was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Burger King, Arby's, McDonald's. No.
No, probably not. Once you ordered the animal style, I knew I was in. Oh yeah.
Extra onion. Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was gonna say that.
Mm-hmm. You like to get messy, huh?
Got some for that pellet. Okay, so fast food restaurants, I would say only if they ask. Like In and Out. Okay. Your house. Well, we covered that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a no-go unless you're an older gentleman for Mandy and nobody for nobody for
you have
Jeff.
To add a retired cop.
There you go. Now
which he could probably murder me and cover it up and nobody would ever know.
I was gonna say that earlier, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna keep my mouth open. I'll be quiet.
Last time we were talking about hiking and stuff, and Jess was like, yeah, I go by myself over here with fucking no.
We're not talking about that episode. I learned.
Yeah, I was like, great, don't do that. She went with Tina once, so that was cool too. Okay, well, so the house is out because of safety. I know we're joking around, but for real, Rick has daughters. Everybody here has daughters. So that's, be safe. Don't be stupid and just be like, well, I just met him. He seemed nice. Yeah. So did Jeffrey Dahmer. He seemed like a fucking he seemed like a nice fucking dude until he fucking sucked your dick and then he ate it. So don't do that. No bueno. Stay safe. The movies we covered because you can't really talk. But if you do like a dinner first, I like movies, but now I'll go to a fucking movie by myself. I don't care. I don't care. People look at me like, oh, fucking weirdo. And I'm just like, yeah, stay away from me. Stay away. Don't put your hand in my popcorn. I'm telling you that right fucking now.
Oh, wow. Surprise. Nah.
The reason I'm alone. Leave me alone. Well, because some movies they're long. Like, I wanted to see the Killers of the Flower Moon. It's a fucking 3.5-hour movie. You know, and Tina's going to fall asleep. Tough to get my daughters to go. You know, Sabrina would probably go. But, you know, that's a 3.5-hour movie. And it's a fucking drama. It's not like you're, you know. So I was just like
Endgame.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, all right. Now fucking. And of course, as they all knew I was going to, everybody was like, okay, then enjoy it. not one motherfucker was just like, oh, I don't want you to go alone. They were just like, which one? Flower Moon? Oh, yep.
He's all standing by the door.
Have fun.
Yeah,
have fun.
I'm going now.
Just drop us your location so we can hear okay.
I'm going. Hope Leo wins another award. Hope Leo does
it's okay. I'm leaving by myself, all alone, to go to the movie.
Yep.
Okay.
I took like little ass baby steps. Fucking nobody. You know what? I got a free drink. That's when I felt like
even the dog. Even the dog went upstairs, bro.
Like later.
I'm being serious. I felt like a fucking loser because the dude gave me a free drink. He was just like, hey, what are you going to go see? And I was just like, Killers of the Flower Moon. And then he pulled out another cup. And I was like, yeah, I just need one, man. He was just like, take the other one, man. I was just like, fuck. Great.
He's like, take it. You're going to need it. Yeah.
Hang on, my fucking friends. What about Olive Garden?
I like Olive Garden.
That's right there with the Red Lobster, bro.
No, the total different cuisine.
I mean, I used to use Red Lobster as like a drink place. I would get, you know, invite somebody out, like, hey, you want to meet at not Red Lobster, Olive Garden, and just get the bread and the Alfredo sauce with drinks and then talk with somebody. And that was, you know, I don't want to say it was like a go-to thing, but it was very easy. You know, who don't like fucking breadsticks and fucking Alfredo with, and the drinks and wine there are good.
Yeah. So the bread is the vodka, you could drink longer.
Yeah.
I think that's what separates it is the wine and selection.
Yeah, the wine there is good. Right. Chipotle. Right. Come on.
I
know.
I like Chipotle.
But for a date?
I love Chipotle too, and I wouldn't take anybody there for a date.
I consider it fast food.
And yeah. And because you know what? Like at the end of the date, you're just gonna have to go take a shit anyway. So what's the point?
Well, you're not gonna get any.
You're there, you have fun, you have a great time. You
always have dude wipes.
Try to do anything afterward. You're gonna go see a movie after. You ain't gonna go you know, walk around after, because 15 minutes after you're gonna be like, okay, I see you. Okay, bye, gotta go. And then you're back in home sitting on your fucking toilet.
Yeah. Oh wow.
One time I did in early stages, take a dump in somebody's house. I had no choice.
Oh wow. Yeah,
it was bad. I came out, I sat down.
Like on Dumb and Dumber.
Do you carry matches?
Yes. And I did have matches at the time. So I was like,
so you burned the house?
Like, no, it was like awkward silence for like a minute. And then she was like, did you take a shit? It's like your guy down
right
in. Yeah. That turned out okay. I mean, we laughed about it later on, but for a second there, I was just like, well, I guess this didn't work out. You know, wow. For a little bit. It's okay.
You guys know that joke? You guys know that joke about the girl who took a shit in the litter box?
No.
Okay, so this girl. So the girl goes on a date. The girl goes on a date with a guy, right? And they're, you know, everything goes really good, really, really, really nice, really fun, everything, all the stuff. They end up going back to his house, right? And she's like, she just said, I don't know what happened, but I had to go to the bathroom so bad. I don't know if it was what something she ate, whatever, whatever. And she goes to the bathroom and she drops this big old turd, right? And it plugs the toilet. And there's no plunger or anything, right? So she freaks out. She's like, what am I going to do? So she sees in the corner of the bathroom that there's a litter box. So she goes, fuck it. So she reaches in and she grabs this shit out of the toilet and throws it in the litter box, right? Washes up, everything, yada, yada, comes out, right? A little bit later.
Okay, she's in there like 10 minutes and he doesn't know.
Hold on. A little bit later, the guy goes in there to use the restroom and comes out and says, hey, you take a shit in the litter box? And she's like, what? No, how could you possibly think that? Why would you think, no, why would you think that I took a shit? You know, like, he's like, because my cat died 2 weeks ago. I just haven't got rid of the litter box.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Oh, man.
Marry her on the spot. There you go.
If that guy would have just ignored it, and like, obviously know that it was me, I wouldn't be like, you know what? I'm going to date this guy. He did all that shit for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
She would have gave up the kitty. Later, she would have gave up the kitty.
And then 2 days later.
Here you go.
2 days later, you guys would ask him about his cat. How's your cat doing? Oh, died 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. And you'd have been like, oh.
But at least you would know, like, he didn't tell you anything. You're like, oh shit.
You know, but you would know. You would know.
Speak for me.
You would know that he knew that you put your shit.
Yeah, and then you had to pull out with your hand. That's wow. Fucking gangster.
That's disgusting. I would have just been like, dude, your shit's clogged. You're clogged.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know what happened. Gangster. I don't know. What'd you do? I don't know what happened. It was just like that when I got here.
Actually, I'll thank my friend Yolanda because she left me this wine and it's fantastic. But when we were younger, Yolanda,
oh,
and
I remember that.
She stood in the toilet for I don't know how long until we finally were like, hey, what's wrong? Or like, it's a fucking emergency. And man, she plugged it. Not just the toilet, like
the whole block.
Yeah, it backed up into the lawn and shit started coming out of the lawn.
Oh, that one that you met?
Yeah, the one that you met. Yeah. Finally, hopefully, if she listens to this, she's going to be like, you're a fucking asshole.
You're dead.
But I mean, she was in there for like a long fucking time, like, you know, and she's over the house a lot and we were, you know, all friends. And
she's very comfortable there.
Yeah, people were like, hey, Yoli, like, are you fucking okay? And she was like, I don't want to tell you guys.
Like, hey, you're going to make fun of me.
Are we gonna make fun?
25 years later,
oh, you'll make fun.
Yeah, he still brings it up. Still brings
I'm
it up.
I'm telling you, she was like, she was like the size of a pencil, and man, that was a massive shit.
Maybe she was fucked up.
And it was.
That's why she's so skinny. She doesn't hold on to anything. Yes.
That probably what it fucking was. But all of us, we were all, the landlord came and he was just like, hey, it's coming out the grass. And we were all out there like, holy shit. She just had her face in her hands. And it was a tough day for Yola. Tough day. I remember her, she couldn't drive home because I think her car was at her dad's. It was fucked up. So, hey, we love you.
You better bleep out her name.
Hey, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Hey, I'm not going to tell the real embarrassing stories. there's more. Chili's again. So I must be a fucking horrible fucking date person. Chili's to me is another like bar type place. Where
yeah. I went to Chili's.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Hey, I'm going to fucking Chili's and grab
sports.
A fucking.
Yeah.
Sports.
I don't think it's horrible for a first date. I wouldn't do Applebee's, but that's because I don't like Applebee's.
I don't like Applebee's either.
I'm not big on that.
It's Chili's.
I think
it's the same category. There's a bar.
Yeah, Chili's has thicker glasses, and that's the difference. that's right. I'm gonna stand on that, like fucking for sure. But yeah, I'll do Chili's, but I won't do Applebee's. I don't know, but they do. You know, they do give you a free meal on Veterans Day, so I can't be too pissed off at them.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
I don't know why Cheesecake is the first one. Like, I love Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, that is the most surprising one on here. And it's the number one. Yeah. And Cheesecake is one, I think it's a pretty good joint. And mostly because of the variety of stuff they have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can get a burger, you can get pasta, you can fucking get a good big fucking salad, so fish and chips.
They don't just serve Cheesecake.
No, and on top of that, the cheesecake is good. You can just go and get a fucking cheesecake if you want, and some
you
coffee.
You can get pull on the bread, and then if you bounce, if you don't like the date,
boom, boom. There you go. Well, you fucking suck. So I'm gonna go fuck this cheesecake. Thank you very much. Not that anybody was trying to fuck on first dates. Me and Ricky are kidding.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
We're kidding.
Right. Uh-huh. That's cheesecake.
Know people for at least 36 hours.
Just say that was my past. I'm married now. I'm good.
There you go.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There you go.
Definitely my best.
Yeah.
I don't understand cheesecake, and I really don't understand. If you guys have a chance to look up that video of the girl that doesn't get out of the car, like that's fucked up. You know, I mean, it's just.
Well, you know the whole story, right?
But what?
Besides her not wanting to get out of the car, so the whole thing is that he did plan a really nice restaurant date for her, but she took forever to get ready, so they missed the reservation. So then he was trying to scramble to be like, okay, we missed a reservation here at this really nice upscale place. Now I got to figure out where to take her because she took too long. And that's where he was like, okay, let's go to the Cheesecake. That was his backup. It wasn't like he just said, let me take you to the Cheesecake Factory. He knew the kind of woman that he was trying to date, I guess, in essence. So he did do reservations to this upscale restaurant. But she took forever. So that's why I was like, she was a bitch because she did not take into consideration the time and the effort that he was making for her. Like, you missed the reservation because you didn't know how to time manage yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like a woman.
All right. I didn't say all that so you can bash us.
This is why men have it so much worse. We have it so much worse.
Yeah.
Well, I think this list is mostly stupid.
Yes, it is.
I think for the most part, I think I think there's nothing wrong with like knowing your worth. I think that's like a big thing, not just for women, for anybody, like knowing what you're worth. And, you know, you don't want to get shit on. And, you know, if you're cool, you expect to be taken to at least some nice places, be treated nice and have somebody get dressed up and shit. I mean, that's, but some of the stuff I don't understand, like the mom pop joint, you know, I don't get that. The coffee, like that's, especially now I would think with dating apps, like there's gotta be a lot of creepers out there. So I would think a coffee date would be like good, like, hey, let me touch, let's go fucking grab a coffee first. So I, you know, I can see you and fucking get a feel if you're a weirdo, you know, something like that. It's during the day, like let's fucking, so I just don't understand some of these, like obviously like Denny's, IHOP, I get that, you know, I get obviously Buffalo Wild Wings fucking beats Wingstop.
Learn that one.
But I also think of like, I think of like somebody like Rick, and I just don't think, I don't know. I
what?
Think,
somebody like Rick, what are you going to say?
Because you're fun. Like you're fun. I don't think somebody would put that, I don't know, like some of these labels. So a lot of it is like the person sometimes.
Yes. A lot of it is the person.
Yeah. Like I can go to, you know, have a picnic at a fucking park. I don't give a fuck. We're going to have fucking fun.
Like I just met somebody at the racetrack at an event and we're talking about going to Santa Anita. Like, hey, would you be down to go to, yeah, hell yeah, let's go. You know, have some drinks, bet on some horses, you know, hang out.
Sounds fun.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So I don't know.
I think racetracks are cool also. Yeah. I am super glad that you guys were all able to come on, and it's Christmas time. Are you guys done Christmas shopping?
No.
Fuck
not even. Yeah. Actually, I think I am.
Are the women less responsible than the men here?
I know, right?
Who's the idiot? Right? Now,
I still have things about it. We will be back on next week for our end of the year, even though we've fucking only put out like a couple episodes this year because of the move and everybody's moving back and forth. You guys are welcome to come on next week. I'm going to probably try to do the same thing Wednesday, Thursday, and then drop it on Friday for end of year. So if you're not busy, fine. If not, I super appreciate Mandy and Jess, you guys coming on. And obviously, Rick's part of the group. So, and Hector, let's not forget, asshole, my brother. I'm sure he's asleep and he's going to wake up and be like, what the fuck? But we needed to put you out, and you know,
news you lose. Bye.
Well, no. He had actually offered to come out, but I think on Monday, just nobody answered, so he figured, well, then nothing's happening.
So,
but yeah, so big ups to him, and thanks again, you guys, and I will see you next time.
Rock and roll. Peace out, Brussels sprout.
Well, in that case, I'll take three lobsters.
Hey, Merry Christmas, bitch. When it's quiet, my go-to question is just like, fine, girth or length, go.
We're done already? I feel like we're just getting started.